Blog Talk Radio.
To Cleopatra Memphis, but you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis, and I'm on our original Cleopatra Memphis studios, all for It's a Wrap Wednesday. Today is December 16th, 2020, the year 2020, and we are wrapping up the year. There have been so many, 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 many things to happen this year that basically changed the world, changed our lives. Whether you lost a family member to COVID, any type of medical condition, whether they could get help because of COVID, or the movement of the economic downfall due to this disease, this pandemic, there has been a shift. There's a definite shift in the atmosphere, our election. So it all boils down to what did you do with your time? If you look back over a year, as we wrap up the last 2 weeks of 2020, as you look back over a year, what can you say? Because it is now a wrap for 2020. This is the time to reflect, relax, release, let go, start over anew, and build again. This put us in a shift to where we can, I would say, recreate ourselves, understand things that we didn't have the time to, whether that's your business, your personal life, how you deal with people, things, what you appreciate. This is that time. So as we wrap up 2020, this is the time to reflect on that. And I have some questions that I ask myself that I know would benefit you. And how you dealt with everything you have during this time. Because basically, it's vital. You have to ask yourself some real deal questions. If you hadn't, you need to begin. You definitely need to begin. So as I'm going over my questions for you to have, I want you to sit and take the time to reflect on what you could be asking yourself. What happened to you during this time? Did you gain everything or did you lose everything? Did it make you better? Did it make you stronger? Did it make you clearer? What did you do during this time? And last night, I reflected back to to all of my activities during this time, during quarantine, during our lockdown. It was a blessing to be able to talk to you all and get the word out, document and be a part of history as to what we have been doing. Because as of December 21st, winter begins. We've been through all the seasons just about. So during that time of continued stillness and cool in anticipation of the new, what do you do? So how do you say goodbye to 2020? How do you say goodbye to old habits, old ways? How do you say goodbye to a former life, a loved one? How do you say goodbye to the lessons and appreciate the lessons you've learned over this year? This has been vital to us. This is a new, this is a change. Everyone has their position. And I'm just going to say one of the main things I learned from this year is to take your time. Take time for yourself. Most of the time, we're so wrapped up in everybody else, what they're doing, what they want us to do, the daily grind, and not appreciating what we have. And then, you know, not giving ourselves the pathways. That's why usually God shuts things down and allows you to become sick, allows you to get fired from your job, or, you know, allow things like this whole pandemic to happen. Because it's time for change. It is time for change. And when you go through that change, remember, don't go back for the old. Let go and let in the new. You got to. We've had summer, June 20th through September 22nd, fall, September 22nd through December 20th, 21st, spring, March 20th through June 21st. So this winter, what will it be? You got a lot of decisions to make. You have a lot of things to put in place. Are you a part of the stereotype? Are you breaking generational curses? What are you doing right now? And if it's negative, it's a wrap for all of that. You best believe it's a wrap for all of that. Whatever you didn't finish, don't beat yourself up. If you began to change and something happened and you didn't finish, you found a roadblock, that's not a problem. Pick yourself up, give yourself time, and start again. Sometimes you just have to have that. Sometimes you just have to know where you need to go. Because that one thing could be holding you back from everything. And that could be your health. That could be anything. That one thing. So it's time to get that right. It's time to be real with yourself and not live in a space where you're not productive and it's not conducive. Because time will tell, time will show. And once you get pushed to a different realm, just simply keep moving. Don't go back. It's a reason why you stall. It's one thing I know for sure in my life. even with starting Cleopatra Memphis Studios in some of the most devastating times in my life, I still had my voice. I still had God. And he heard me. And that's what made the difference for me. I don't know what you have, but you have something. Don't walk around this world oblivious. You may not proclaim to be have a certain faith or Christian or whatever. That doesn't matter. Because however God shows up to you, he will show up to you. Okay? So right now, it's time to say goodbye to 2020 and see if you bossed up or not. So during this pandemic, I finally found these questions. This is what you need to ask yourself. What did I do? What did you do during the pandemic? Number two, where did I go? Did you go anywhere? Did you do anything? Even during the pandemic? Did you exercise? Did you go walking? What did you do? Where were you during the time of this pandemic, the start of this? Who were you with? If you were with anyone at all, who were you with? What did you buy? Five is what did you buy? And the most important thing, six, what did you learn? So we have what did you do? Where did you go? Where were you? Who were you with? What did you buy? Oh, and what did you lose and gain? And what did you learn? Those are the seven questions that you need to answer for crazy time of 2020. That could, as you go back, could blow your own mind. Now, we're going to move on to Mind Your Business Weekly. Some people, as we know, thrive during this time. Some people, it was an end to their time. But whatever your path was, it was supposed to be. You just have to make it so, good or bad. So how are you going to wrap up your business this 2020? Now, for who you talking to, Brisbane, is yours truly. And if you want me to talk to you, feel free to call me at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Now, we may have a special guest this evening. It depends on who you want me to talk to. So I want you to take time to ask yourself those questions. What did I do? Where did I go? Where was I? Who was I with? What did I buy? What did I lose? What did I gain? And what did I learn for 2020 as we wrap it up? So take some time for yourself. And until later on, till next time, I want you to continue to always be great.